This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. As harvest continues down in Brazil, the Safrina corn crop is being planted right behind it. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
With all of the uncertainty in the ag marketplace, South America may be positioned to take some global market share back. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the latest weather forecasts look mostly good for the crops in Brazil.
Good rains across the bulk of Brazil. Southern Brazil seems to be filling rains, which is fine. They've needed it here and there, so no problems there. Argentina is on the drier side of things, so we'll continue to watch that. That's the 1 to 5 day forecast, but we do have some rain, some good rains coming in all of the growing areas in the 6 to 10 day forecast for Argentina. So this will come in at a great time. They are in that critical point of needing rain, and this should fill in the blanks for them. Some of those areas in southern Brazil will dry out in that same time frame.
McBride said harvest progress in Brazil is slightly behind, but it's not enough to raise any concerns. Planting for the Safrina crop is looking great as well.
Yeah, we are in line to slightly behind on soybean harvest, 31% complete through last Friday. They are normally about 34%, so they are just a little bit behind. Nothing that's too worrisome at this point. On the corn side of things, about 5% behind the 5-year average, sitting 27%. And then when it comes to Safrina corn, the second crop corn, that is about 75% of their overall corn production. They are planting right now. That generally goes in right after the soybeans come out. That is in line with the 5-year average, sitting at 37% planted so far.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.